This is Satanarchy, episode 90, for January 26th, 2011. Brank Attack!
I believe Satanarchy 90 is on the air.
Is this Satanarchy 90?
90.
Oh, that's a brilliant even number. Is it even? I don't think so.
Yes, it is the number.
Okay, it ends with a zero.
It is divisible by two.
Visible by two.
It's invisible by three. All right, Satanarchy episode 90 on the air. What's up, folks? Sorry we're a little bit late. I couldn't kick. I have to kick to get on the air, and it wouldn't let me kick.
That's what happens when you get old and you kick carpet for that long.
It's so old, you can't lift your leg high enough anymore to kick the internet off.
Trying to get off the carpet.
This. Welcome, folks, to Satanarchy, the new show on CopyPipe.com. Live weekly call-in podcast done every Wednesday night at 10 East, 4 a.m. Guam on CopyPipe.com. Number is 3. Want to call in the show? 314-292-9159. That is 314-292-9159. And find us on iTunes and on Twitter and on Facebook.
Man, we're shitting everywhere.
We're shitting everywhere. Our poopy is all over your mom's front yard.
I gotta pick mine up soon. When the shit, you know,
when the snow. Oh yeah, your new pup's poop.
Yeah, dude. Oh,
already struck once.
The fucking snow has been crazy. Last week, dude, was nuts.
Man, that was terrible.
We got a total of, 28 inches since Thanksgiving in St. Louis?
Right. 20, well, maybe not 23.
About 28.
No, since Thanksgiving.
Since Thanksgiving, it's been 28.
Ugh.
We got a total of 12 just the other day.
Enough weather talk. That's not what people come here to listen to.
It's cold. It's cold, man.
What we have is a high pressure coming down from the north and low pressure pushing up from the south.
You watch a slow, dramatic change of the coffee cold across the fucking United States.
Quiet! What's the matter? You deep or something?
You're not serious. Stop talking about the water.
I'm Brian.
I'm Barnum.
I'm Nightbutt.
And that's Anna. Although she won't pick up the mic. Say hi, Anna.
Uh-oh.
Hello. Okay, so try now.
Hi, I'm Anna.
All right. That's Anna.
Bitch, don't make me ask you again.
My name's Anna. You don't have to ask me again.
Okay. We won't. Anyway, we're here to have a good time tonight. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's party. Hey. Ow.
Oh, ow. Or whatever. Like some 1989 Spud McKenzie commercial up in his bitch.
Team Wolf, baby.
Team Wolf. Oh, we're going to steal it. We're going to steal a keg just by asking.
You know it. And these waves are ours.
That was a terrible movie. You know what we watched? Team Wolf.
Dude, that movie was hilarious as a kid. It was right up there with fucking Harry the Hendersons and shit.
That's another great fucking film with Addy.
Dude, that shit was great. Speaking of Harry the Hendersons.
Yeah.
I just found out another.
You related to Bigfoot?
Yeah. My dog has two big ass butthole hairs. That's fucked up.
Ew!
The fuck is wrong with
that? Shut up! Why? Ah, shit! Why? What's the matter?
You was two long hairs there trying to pull up
your jokes. Folks, we'll talk about nanobots and technology and politics or do something else.
I would rather talk about
no religion.
Dog butt hairs and Teen Wolf. Yes,
it all ties it together.
Somehow. Magically.
Butt wolves, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Tonight, folks, we're going to do the prank attack. God willing.
Yeah, I think we should do one live instead of listening to what we have. What do you think about that?
Well, we haven't played what we have ever.
Yeah. I know, but
at least play one of them.
I think we need to find some more shit.
Well, here's what. Here's what we'll do. Here's what we'll do. We'll inspire them with one of an anonymous person who only goes by the name of Brian from the internet.
Oh, Brian from the internet.
So anyway, here's the deal. In the promos, if you listen to the promos, we wanted you to email us a number, a person, and their name, and the premise, and we're to prank people. Anyone, we'll prank anybody. Guess how many emails we got? Nothing! Nothing! So we're going to have to find somebody to prank ourselves.
We can do randoms.
If you're listening right now and you just get the inkling to prank somebody, email us, satanarchy.radio@gmail.com. satanarchy.radio@gmail.com. Oh, yeah. We're going to change this song right now. Yeah.
What song was that?
Yeah, I don't even want to tell you.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about it.
We don't want to talk about it.
Really?
We don't want to talk about
it. Yeah, we don't want to talk
about
it.
It's a band you don't like very much.
That's what I like to hear. As soon as bands I don't like are going.
This is a good band, Heart.
Hey, one of the things for the songs tonight, we're going to go. We're going to do, what is it?
Supergroups.
The supergroups.
The heart, the heavy supergroups.
Well, they're not even heavy now, but some of them. Supergroups. Well, we're trying to make them find the heavier.
Hey, man, the Pointer Sisters ain't in them. I think they're a little bit heavy.
What does a supergroup consist of?
More than three bands combined.
Or two.
Okay.
Well.
That's kind of cheap.
So like a Velvet Revolver type.
Yeah, that was a supergroup.
Yeah, and you know what? We didn't put them in.
Because they're not that good.
Hey, you know what I heard?
What?
I heard who's
Axl Rose shot them all?
No, who's gonna be the new singer for that?
Somebody with a heroin problem.
No. It was somebody good. Oh shit. They just told me last night.
Ah shit!
I shouldn't have drank that fucking 10th beer. I woke up this morning, I had two beers, one a 12-pack yesterday. What the fuck am I doing?
You had a good night.
Yeah, oh, dude.
Hey.
I got a lot of shit done, though, yesterday.
Hey.
A lot of stuff got solved.
I had a good night Saturday, didn't I?
Yeah.
It was my birthday. Come on, it's my birthday.
No, I agree. Though.
Yeah, and I drank too much.
It's his party, and he'll black out if he wants to.
Put the microphone to your mouth and talk.
Yeah, because we're not going to be able to.
We can't hear you. We have headphones on.
Yeah, you have to just say it.
Was that Saturday that I went out with you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He told me. That was awesome. That's all I can say. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Well, he stumbles out to his car, and I'm like, hey. I go, what the fuck you doing, dude? He goes, fuck, I'm a more pussy.
Bitch, don't make me ask you again.
This dude was not going to get pussy. He was probably going to sleep in his truck, is what I was thinking. But I was hoping, but I think he drove away.
No, I slept in my truck.
Oh, yeah, he slept in his truck.
Well, he had 18
shots.
I was going to say, just with me and with like 2 hours, like 4 or 5 shots and like multiple beers in a couple hours.
I haven't drank like that.
Happy birthday.
No. You know what? I don't want to drink that much again. Why? Because I might have had a good time, but I didn't remember a word of it, a second of it, a minute of it. I don't remember having. I remember having that second shot in there, just like, good night.
That means you had a great night. Not only a good night, a great night.
Shut it. Yeah,
that's the kind of night I had.
Oh shit!
Well, we watched Scott Pilgrim the other day, didn't we?
Horrible.
That movie, you don't like the movie?
No.
I thought it was interesting looking.
Yeah, it was interesting looking, and there was some
constructed
funny parts that were like pretty funny at their point.
Yeah.
But the rest of the movie, yeah.
But the movie itself did not make sense, and I don't. Right. The guy, whoever that young actor is who plays Scott Pilgrim,
hilarious.
He can't sound more like a chick. I swear to God.
Dude, he's funny. He is so funny, though.
He has a vagina. A sweaty vagina.
You know what, though? I'll tell you what. If you paid me that much money, I would talk like my balls didn't drop.
Well, yeah.
I was thinking maybe you could hold hands.
We're doing it right now for free.
Michael Jackson heard that dude talking and was like,
what a puss. Mike Tyson.
Michael Jackson and Mike Tyson.
Man,
I beat Joanne. I got pigeons.
I prescribe, Dr. Brian here prescribes 1 year of trying to learn to be a death metal singer for that actor.
Did you say triangulum?
Trying to be
a death
metal singer. Just practice the... How do you think I have these deep rich tones from singing Michael Jackson songs?
He was masturbating and got kicked in the ass way too many times.
Who? Why?
Oh, what? What?
Huh?
It definitely dropped. Drop the vocal cords.
He's not actually talking, is what Barnum's saying. It's his asshole whistling.
Hold on. There you go.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I tell you what, the sound in the headphones is
perfect.
A lot better than what it was last week.
Yeah, folks, if you happen to listen last week, that was our first time on this new format. Shit, we had to work it out. We had a bad cord. We had to replace the cord. Hopefully, we sound much better tonight. I think we do.
If not, then it's our fault. We'll just gotta go kick ourselves a dick, so it's cool.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, dude, I love it, man. It's cool. Just kick yourself in the dick and run to the wall.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Nah, I don't really do that. It's cool. That shit was just not... It completed the children. You know, besides all the beer, I don't think I'm having kids from that. But, man, I got a dog. That's cool.
Let's see what's going on in the fucked up news world. Oh, did anybody at all go and watch TV last night and watch...
Obama is a long-legged Mac Daddy!
That man speak. Anyone?
I did not.
Barton,
no, I didn't. I can't say it. Yeah, I was going to, and then I lost interest.
Obama pimps white women and black women.
Here's the Tampa Sam politics. They're all bought and sold. We're all fucked. Good night. And moving on.
It's cold. My balls got ice in them.
No, they really don't. They don't, I swear. Try to pull up a little fucked up news.
I don't know about that.
Okay, well, here's some fucked up news.
Yeah.
Okay, while he's pulling all this shit up, we're sitting here and we're watching Channel 9 of all channels. I watch it
watching
Nova.
See here, we might tell poo-poo and pee-pee jokes, but we watch science.
Yeah.
So Channel 9 is PBS.
PBS?
Oh, okay. PBS. So,
okay, yeah, and it's not an STD, so don't worry. Okay. So
in case you never heard of PBS, have you never seen Sesame Street before? Well, let me tell you. There's this channel.
We're watching about smaller things. And basically, they were talking about how computers are broken down, blah, 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 blah.
No, computers are small, not broken down.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's very small.
I fix broken down.
Yeah. Okay. And then they have this new thing where they're going to, they have an electronic, it's almost like it has its own brain and its own memory, and it's controlled by magnets.
Monkeys.
Big old 8-coil magnets.
Yeah.
And you can shoot it into the eye.
A nano syringe.
Yeah, with a syringe.
It looks like a Nerf football.
And you put a fiber optics in your eye, and it lights up your eye. They put a microscope on it. I think it's kind of cool.
It blow up your eye.
What do you guys think? I think it's kind of cool.
I think we might be able to live forever. We're on the cusp. Us.
You guys ready?
Even me. We might be able to live forever.
I think it's fucking the mark of the beast.
Coming from the Satanist, though.
The Satanist hope so.
It's fucking evil.
I think anything that... Okay, say that everybody does say that your brain is only using 10%.
Right.
And this stuff right here is making us use the other percents of our brain. Why shouldn't we be able to use other percents of the brain?
Yeah, man.
Because God didn't create it that way.
Oh, now you're on God's side.
Right, that's what I was saying.
I'm just trying to make jokes.
Oh,
this is
yeah.
Comedy pilot.
Oh. Because God said so.
He's gonna carve a fucking swastika in his forehead with glow-in-the-dark ink.
That's Nazis.
Yeah.
I know, but it's all the devil.
No, it's not.
I know.
There ain't nothing better I like than killing Nancy's.
Nancy's.
That's a good movie.
Great. Hey, we're popping.
You dick!
That movie was fucking awesome, though. The fucking, what was that called? The Nazi movie where he's, like, talking about...
It's,
Shit. With
Inglourious Bastards.
Inglourious Bastards.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
And may the Schwartz be with you.
That was an awesome movie.
That was, too. It'd be nice to be a little dink, dink.
Dink, dink.
Hey.
Dink, 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 dink.
Dink, dink,
dink, dink, dink, dink, dink. Oh, I don't have dink, dink.
You know, hey, we need to mix dink, dink with tink, tink. Oh, tink, tink. Tink, 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 tink.
Wow, the show has not moved an inch.
Okay.
Dude, I got some unusual news.
We don't have fucked up news. You have unusual news.
Okay, it's about Taco Bell. And it has to do with...
the Taco Bell, yeah.
Yeah, and it's only messed up, right?
It's only 35% meat.
Right. Okay. And the minimum's 45%, and that's unnatural.
They said it was taco meat filler.
Right.
And it's the closest thing to being a vegetarian.
Oh, that's so nasty. Because they tried to say for multiple years that it was like 100% beef. How do you go from 100% to 35%?
We've been saying it's been grade F since it was...
Yeah.
Oh, man. 10 years now.
They used to say,
it's watery. The meat's watery.
Yeah.
You know that's not a good thing.
They used to say it was kangaroo meat back in my day.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesse Ventura slammed TSA with lawsuit. The governor?
Yeah.
The first governor.
What's TSA? Is that that fucking...
The Transportation Safety Administration. The
Transvestite Association of what? Oh, what?
No.
Oh, was it?
The security at the airport.
Okay.
Yeah. And they felt up his balls, and he got pissy suing him.
Really?
Yes. The guy used to wear boas.
Good.
Yeah, good. That's good.
He needs to.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to put a stop to this.
I'm going to be flying here this year, and I don't want to get my balls.
Hey, no, this is complete opposite. Look, okay.
All right.
I don't give a fuck who you are.
Right.
If you bring any suspicion to that motherfucking airport, and you get on the airport with me, where I am in this airplane with you for three, 4 hours,
Barnum.
And I'm going to Japan...
They're fingering grandmothers, all right?
Yeah.
All right. They're fingering grandmothers.
They better have other people in there. That's not...
All you're going to do is pick up an airphone and dial 911.
They need to, one, figure out who they're hiring.
Yeah.
They need to figure out who they're hiring and fuck the grandfather clause on the fucking airport for who's been there long enough and go back and look at all their records.
They
fire
did.
Fire the people that do them.
That's what
I
they did.
Give a fuck.
That's what they did for 9/11. That's where we are now.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, they gotta have other people in there. That's gross shit, dude.
Hey, what's happening, everybody?
That's more than an invasion of privacy.
Where's the camera?
Right, agreed.
Where's the camera at?
In your ass.
In your ass. If you refuse to get, like, like barbecued and go through the x-ray, they will fill up your butthole.
Yeah.
Wait, why would you refuse to go through the x-ray?
Wait, is that...
Because it's, like, crazy, crazy x-ray. Like,
is that in every airport?
Yes.
Dude, it was...
No, no. Here's the thing. It's random. It's just, some places it's here, some places it's...
Okay, would you have anything?
Not the point.
That's not the point.
It's not the point.
No, the point
it's
is...
It's privacy. That's the
privacy.
Point.
Yeah.
That's the point. Privacy.
So they're just like...
So you don't mind getting finger banged.
I just went to Vegas.
Gross.
Okay. I just went to Vegas.
Plus I like it a little bit.
Right.
Right.
I walked in.
Yeah.
I had flip-flops on. Or not flip-flops.
And they made you take them off.
No, I had shit where everything was like... Go in there like prison. You got your sweatpants. You got your bag.
You're not supposed to go in there like prison. You paid for going in there.
And you go in there.
You paid for it.
Everything ready for them. No problems. I went in there. I smelled like beer.
Beer's legal.
When I walked through that motherfucker.
Beer's legal.
I had a 5 o'clock shadow. I'm junky looking. I got a backpack on with fuck on the back of the
and
backpack.
They're going, how the fuck did this guy afford this ticket?
No. Yeah. I'm coming from Hawaii, going to the United States. I look Hawaiian because I'm brown as fuck.
You look
and I am drunk.
Lazy.
You're lazy.
Right. And have a little lazy intuitive because I've been in Hawaii.
Well, laziness happens.
And, right. And, I go in there with, like, 2 big bags. Fucked up. They let me go through like I'm, you know, nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you look the part.
Right.
You look like you should be going to Hawaii.
No, I'm saying coming back from Hawaii.
You look like
to
you're coming. You look like you're moving from Hawaii.
You know, I'm
with two big bags.
I'm thinking there's more to these stories because for real, my trip from there and back to all I hit four. No.
Four planes. You jumped in the cockpit.
I hit three airports. I had no problems.
Well, that's you.
The last time I flew, I'm really surprised I didn't get taken into a back room. Because I went through that fucking
thing. Did you have a Jesus is a Cunt shirt on?
No.
I'm surprised. No. You're wearing one now.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. Oh,
no, but I went through there wearing flip-flops. And the guy tried to make me take my flip-flops off. And I was like, really? Like, I'm going to hide something in a secret compartment in my flip-flops?
Yes. They have tennis shoes.
Hey, you know what? I lied. I wasn't wearing flip-flops. I was wearing expensive shoes.
Yeah, I was wearing flip-flops.
Yeah.
But they made me take my flip-flops off. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
You have to take off
and
all shoes.
Everybody.
He looked at me with like a really serious face. And he was like, yes, sir. And I was like, are you really fucking kidding me? I got to take my flip-flops off. And he's like, yes, sir. And I was like, dude, I am more fucking nervous of all the fucking shit that is on this floor touching my bare feet than I am with somebody bringing a fucking bottle over 3 ounces in here full of something else.
This dude
right here sounds like a little woman.
No.
You sound like a little bitty girl.
And then when I made it to the other side, my dad and my stepmom gave me a ride to the airport, and I stood there and I was waving, yelling through the airport, hey, I fucking made it.
You sound like a girl right there.
But it's not being a girl. It's being a fucking prick.
Did you know that you could put shit in the soul of a fucking flip-flop?
These were like those little cheapy, like $3 flip-flops.
Those are made out of paper.
Yeah. I bought them in Japan.
If you were just wearing socks, they could take a socks.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
I mean, you just throw everything in there.
I shouldn't have to do that. I remember when I was in high school, I used to go to the airport and run around and fuck off just for fun.
Yeah, and then there were two big old planes that went right into a building.
Yeah, and then...
That's not my fault, though.
Yes, it is all my fault.
Yeah, I shouldn't be held accountable for something I didn't do.
That's not bad. You're just a pussy. Oh, my gosh. All this shit. I want to tell that to everybody. If everybody
I would think it would be the other way around, that you'd be a pussy if you been to.
All I'm going to say is, okay, look, I will change my word if I go to the airport and I get strip searched and they stick their fingers in me for something that I do not have.
Right.
And there's no way that they could prove it. And I want to have a lawyer next to me, you know? Like, if they can prove, they could put me through an x-ray machine, and they're going to spend that money to do it. But if they stick their fingers in me, then it's time for war, you know? It's time for, like...
It doesn't make you a pussy. It makes you a mangina.
No. What I'm saying, though, is that it's...
And on that note...
I've never... What the hell?
What my cigarette is?
Oh, it's... Okay.
It's Uzi.
I know, but this is like...
I feel like crying.
It's all like right. fingers.
Pray for death metal.
On that note, I think we should play Brian from the Internet Twin Towers bit.
No, we're gonna play that after we play another song. We're gonna, like Barnum said before, we are playing some super groups of heaviness.
Let me just add the playlist of heaviness.
Super gross of grooviness.
Would you like to start off with some damn things? Because I haven't heard much of the damn things yet.
Nor have I.
I said we play maybe two things of the damn things and then go the other ones.
We only have one.
Just play one of the damn things.
Okay. We got some commercial stuff that everybody's heard before, but like we're going to do it anyway.
I haven't.
I love this shit. I love it. I love it.
This is the day of things with We've Got a Situation Here. Satanic can be right back. Give us a call, 314-292-9159. Email us a prank call we need to do. Satanic.radio@gmail.com. Do it now. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
was the Damn Things with We Have a Situation featuring members of Anthrax. And I don't know.
It's Anthrax, Scott. Every Time I Die.
Oh, okay.
It's the...
Toto.
Huh?
Dude, that was a
Toto.
Sweet fucking...
Toto and...
What the fuck is that old man's name from Family Guy?
What's uh-huh. the fucking one band that... It was kind of gay for a while. It's still kind of gay, but like...
I have no idea. What's that one band's name? Tell me.
Oh, man. I'm gonna remember it.
You're going to remember it. Anyway.
The Poo Fighters.
I'm sorry, dude. You make good music. You're a guitarist. Your guitar skills are awesome.
Yeah. 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 Anyway. So we got... one submission tonight, and it wasn't even a idea of somebody to prank. It was a prank in and of itself.
Sometimes it happens.
Sometimes it happens. So the guy called himself Brian from the internet.
And
Brian from the internet. So this one is just called Brian.
Yeah, we could do that.
Let's give this a listen, folks.
Yeah, I'm looking for a patron within your establishment.
Sorry, say that again?
I'm looking for a girl that's in there. I was wondering if you could grab her for me real quick. It's kind of important. Her name is Debbie. Her name is Debbie Scott. She's kind of short, has white hair with black highlights.
Oh, where were you sitting?
What's that?
You're looking for a jacket, is it?
No, Debbie. It's a girl that's in your bar right now. She doesn't work there, though.
Okay.
Her name is Debbie Scott. She's kind of short.
Scott.
She's kind of short. She's got white, really, really short white hair with black streaks in it.
Short white hair with black streaks?
Yeah.
Just one second.
Thanks.
Hey, 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 hey.
Is this Debbie?
Yeah?
Hey, Debbie, you remember me?
No.
It's Brian.
I can't hear you.
What?
I can't hear you.
I wanted to call and tell you that I love you and I miss you. And I want to know when you're coming home.
You went to college? What?
No, I wanted to call and tell you that I love you and I miss you. And I want to know when you're coming home.
When I'm coming home...
Yeah, so we can make sweet, sweet love by the fire again.
Who is this?
What?
Who is this?
You know exactly who this is, baby cakes.
What?
I said you know exactly who this is, baby
Hello?
Cakes. Yeah.
Because he loves and misses you. He wants to know when you're coming home.
Who is this?
It's Gay People Are Us.
What?
Gay People Are Us?
Yeah.
Who is this?
It's only the one true love that you've ever had.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
That's
wow.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good.
We need to find more shit on the internet like that, dude. This guy, Brian, from the internet is nuts.
Yeah. He's kind of stalkerish. Apparently, he finds people on Foursquare, which is a location-based check-in service. You check in and... You post it to your Facebook, and apparently this guy
finds
stupid people
in Georgia or wherever, and find, and of course people are dumb, and they do that, and then they post links to their Facebook page from Foursquare. So you can just go look, and oh, hello, Debbie Reynolds of 442 Pepper
Street. I
can
go to your Facebook page, I can find out your Facebook, your status, your height.
How's your young niece doing?
Yeah, hey.
So, I see you're studying biology and you're bilingual. Bilingual. Bisexual, bilingual biology student.
So. Don't do it.
Don't do that.
You're stupid if you do.
You're stupid if you do.
He will attack that ass. And it's funny.
Yeah. Let's check up and see if anyone has emailed us with an idea. No!
Oh, come on, people.
Come on, people.
We got like 67 listeners out there. This is more than we've ever had. This is awesome shit, man. I almost counted all of them. I just did it fast quick.
He counted down the page.
We know that you have friends and family on your shit list
that you want to hate on.
No, don't do that. Not friends and family. That's stupid.
No, what about your family. Brother? Your stupid-ass brother.
I don't got a stupid-ass brother.
Well, you do.
I have some stupid brothers. I have two, actually.
Well, let's prank them.
Let's call them up.
Let's call them up.
All right, let's do this.
Yeah.
Okay, now
what I'm going to do is
pass you the phone.
I don't know if either of them will answer, but...
We gotta figure out a way to how about a strange number? Will they answer?
We have to have information to be able to.
Maybe my older brother. My little brother literally doesn't answer his phone call, like even my mother.
Has a hand and on the phone.
Let's make this work.
But is it the same time here? In Georgia?
No, it's an hour ahead. It's late. It's an hour later.
It's late.
Yeah. It's an hour later.
In Georgia? Yeah. Okay, he's old. He probably won't answer.
So it's like
11 there.
Yeah.
It's 10:43.
No, I'm telling you, he's an old man.
Your brother's a gay.
Yeah, no, my little brother he answers text messages, not phone calls.
Well, you can't text message on the radio.
No, I know. And then my older, that's what I'm saying. And then my older brother, he's just old.
You get nothing.
You'd have to have a video camera. I have herpes.
Oh, come on.
And then it's going to be like,
listen,
is this?
Yeah. Who the hell is this?
Gotcha, bitch.
You know, I learned when I was a little kid, you never know until you try.
Besides.
Are we trying to work two G4s at once?
We're trying to work two phones here.
We're trying to work two fucking computers.
Okay, I couldn't do it. Okay.
You have to type before like 10 minutes or else the screen might turn off.
Shut the hell up!
All right, let's make this work.
All right, we're going to turn the music down, folks.
So am I not so kind of hairy?
What's his name?
This is Mark. I'm gonna come down there with my one leg longer than the other and dance circles around you.
I'm trying this shit. This is some bullshit.
Come on, Mark.
Hurry up, Mark.
Mike, I talk to you.
He's not gonna answer.
Hi, this is Mark.
Okay, look, let's leave a message. Hey, let's leave a message.
When you finish,
go ahead and leave a message.
Look. Press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hello, Mark. This is James Reynolds from the Missouri County Library Department. We have records that we rented a book from Missouri Public Library. It was actually in Joplin, Missouri. The book was entitled "Why Am I So Goddamn Gay?" It was rented in 1974, and you also rented "Boys: How to Catch 'Em with a Butterfly Net." We need those books back. They're about 20 years overdue, sir. Actually, 74. Just 34 years overdue, sir. So if you could please just give us a call. Our number is 555-555-5555. And we'd appreciate getting those phone call, those books back. All right. Oh, baby.
I tried. I was just improv.
That was stupid.
I know it was stupid.
God, that was...
I never said it was
you
good.
You get your first boo. Boo yourself.
No.
Boo yourself.
Wait. I'm in control of this, aren't I?
Boo it.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm in control. Oh,
All right,
is your brother big and does he own shotguns?
Yeah.
He owns a lot of guns.
But God damn it!
He's only like 6'4 and a half.
Oh, that's all.
Hey, let's call Fat Andy.
Let's call Fat Andy. Oh, well. But Fat Andy knows all our numbers.
Yeah, Fat Andy knows my voices too. Okay.
Well, Anna would have to do it.
No, she would even know hers.
Oh,
he's smart, dude. As stupid as he looks, he's smart.
I think this needs to be more thought out.
Yeah, I mean, smack on the wrist is the worst.
On the home.
have here? Who shall we prank?
I really don't have anybody.
You don't?
I'd say we just bust out the phone book.
All right, you can do the next one now.
That's fine with me.
Call Domino's. Call Cecil Wizards.
I want to call Roto-Rooter. I want to call Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter?
It's probably not open. Sure it is. It's 24 hours.
Yeah.
Are they?
Well, it's a messaging service, though. They're not going to come knock on our door. We got some pipes.
Why don't you call them a bar and then figure out something you want to talk about?
Call the Big Easy.
Ha! Too loud.
Ashley's working.
Yeah.
Too loud.
Call that B.I.A.
Did you say B.I.A.? Did you just be B.I.A.?
Just say bitch.
Yeah.
Say it loud and proud. B-I. Bitch.
B-I. I don't know her that well.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
I'll call her a bitch.
Call that B.I.A.
I want to know how loud this music is in the background whenever we pass.
Well, it's as loud as we did on our test recording.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Because it sounds louder in the microphones, you know?
Well, it doesn't.
How about that? Even if it was...
Well, that we turned it down for us. Not the ladies and gentlemen listening. By the way, you can always call in and tell us how much we suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it. 314-292-9159. Do it.
I mean, at least we'll have results that way.
At least somebody would give us some contact. Call who?
What?
You,
call
what?
Nightbutt. We should call a restaurant.
Nightbutt has to call.
We should call a restaurant.
Yacobelli's?
Oh, I can't play Fitnoid up for
us. I say we have Barnum do the next one.
Yeah.
All right. We got to figure out.
Call Yacobelli's.
Yeah.
Call Yak's. It's a local restaurant out here. Yeah. Somebody get that number.
Well, I'm in the middle of...
You're in the middle of playing fucking Angry Birds or something.
No, I'm in the middle of fucking looking up Roto-Rooter's number.
Well, hey, it's just going to be an answering service.
No, it's 24-hour emergency service.
Answering service.
Trust me, I've called them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did your butthole get clogged up one night?
I looked up Yaks, you know, because like that's just the way you call it.
Yaks.
Came up actually Yaks.
Of course it did.
So obviously the Yaks was based that for a cow. Okay, you're a big hairy cow, right? I don't understand the process of how you can make your company to work the way you do. You big hairy cow. Okay.
You big hairy cow.
Waffle Frost.
Drink the water some more.
Drag.
I've never before.
Wait, there's a Yaks restaurant in Seattle. We gotta look up Yacobelli's.
You're supposed to just say Yaks.
Well, guess what? There's lots of Yaks. But which, by the way, is probably a horrible fucking name for a restaurant.
Yeah. Yaks.
If you think about it, they have a big neon sign above the place. Yaks.
Big hairy balls and cut.
Oh, fuck you.
Fuck you.
I'd like to kiss you sometimes.
Fuck you.
Yacobelli's.
Well, I tell you what, though. Dude, a yak is a pretty cool-looking animal. Look at that shit, dude. That's nasty awesome.
That one looks like one of the Chinese dragons.
Okay, here we go.
I want one of those in my backyard.
Yacobelli's.
Top right corner. This one's all you, Bonner.
Yeah.
All
right. You got to put it on speakerphone. We're going to put this on speakerphone with you. I hit dial and it doesn't do anything. It went blank. There it goes. There we go. Speakerphone. Put the speaker against the phone. How against that?
No, it's in the back. Yeah, there you go.
Alrighty.
Hey, you're calling Yak Brothers.
Yeah, how you doing?
Not too bad.
Ah, cool. I just want to see if I get some sausage.
What?
I need some sausage and some pizzas. You guys got pizzas?
Oh, we're actually closed.
What do you mean you're closed?
We close at
9:00. What? It's been a long time since I've had your food. I just wanted to know if I could get a pizza, some sausage and shit.
Tomorrow, you can.
Dude, I drove in here from fucking New York. I'm just trying to get some food. Like.
Oh. Sorry, we got the kitchens closed down.
That shit does not work for me, son. I mean, if you understand what I'm talking about, I'm just kind of pissed off right now. I come down here from New York.
I sit here and I'm asking you for some sausage. I want some motherfucking pizza, and I'm asking you, and you guys are just denying me like that. I got some $100 bills in my pocket. What's up?
What's up, John?
What?
Is this John?
John who?
I'm sorry if we're closed. If you want some pizza, you can come in tomorrow and get it.
You gotta hold it up to the fucking mic.
I'm a little irritated. I'm sorry, I had jet lag. I've been sitting here. I had a bologna sandwich, and I think that it gave me food poisoning. I just want some pizza.
Jesus Christ.
I can't do it no more. I broke. I'm sorry.
This man.
Dude, you spit my phone.
Wow. They spit, you know? I mean, I'm just saying.
They spit from people from New York? They spit when they don't get it.
It's pollution in the fucking lungs. They don't have to get along with that one.
They got juicy up in their lungs.
It's fucking mercury poisoning.
Dude, if I just gotta get some practice. I can't. You guys sit over here doing the. I'm looking at this part of this wall, this dot right here on this wall.
Trying not to crack up.
And you guys, I'm seeing your shadow fucking. Oh, you bastard. I want one of these in my backyard. ADD.
A yak.
Bam.
A yak. Need a white yak in my backyard.
I need a couple white yaks in my backyard.
All right, how about another songy song?
Ooh. Songs are good.
Just lost the sausage, you know. I'd be out just one of them.
We'll pull up a countdown. Again, if you want to call in, 314-292-9159. If you got a prank, if you listen, you just tuned in, and you say, I'm going to prank somebody. SatanarchyRadio@gmail.com. SatanarchyRadio@gmail.com. This next song we're going to play.
We love you guys. All
we
the
love
stuff
you
I
guys.
Said about your mom, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And a lot of you guys haven't even heard yet because you guys are, you know, 2 of 90.
Isn't that some Star Trek shit?
2-90-.com.
This next super group, heavy group, members of Pantera and Mudvayne and some other guy. Some other guy, I don't know. Who's not in Mudvayne, he wasn't in Pantera.
It's just some dude.
Some dude. This is Hell Yeah with Waging War. This is a pretty fucking heavy one. Be right back.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I go to pick up my headphones and I crack my dog right in the face. He sleeps right
there. Your dog sleeps directly behind you on the back.
You look like fool.
Your dog is back to back.
Broccoli?
Broccoli. And mushroom.
Oh, no. So we did get another email. We got another response from Brian from the internet. He said, folks, this is awful offensive. I'm just warning you. It's not a kindly little, hey, you got any, what, is your refrigerator running? This is my background. It's kind of a prank call. It's called Dick Tattoo. God help us all.
Hello, Artful Tattoo Studio.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, I'm not too bad. I was just curious as to how late you guys were open tonight.
We're open till 8.
Okay.
So, right now.
So, yeah, well, see, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get a tattoo, but I'm having a lot of trouble doing it, okay? Because I'm trying to get a tattoo, but I want it done on my penis.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any artists there that would be willing to do that?
Can I get your number and I'll call you tomorrow?
Well, see, here's the crazy thing is I got this crazy idea in my head of this tattoo, okay? And what I want done is on my penis, on one side of my penis, I want one of the twin towers. And on the other side of my penis, I want the other twin tower, okay? But I want little guys falling out of the windows, okay? But at the same time I get my tattoo, I want to have some crazy music in the background. Like, you know, like, it's raining men, hallelujah. Like, and at the same time you're tattooing my cock, I want you to cut my balls.
Oh!
I just think it would be exhilarating. It's something on my to-do list
of things to do
in my life.
Like, that's... Okay.
Hello.
Shit, you're right, dude.
The Twin Towers on the side of my dick. Why wouldn't you get a boner? They resurrect themselves. And the towers are falling, and they've come back up.
Until you get to be about 65.
But what about cutting your block? Cutting your balls? What?
Who knows?
Who knows? Brian from the internet, you're a fucked up individual. Your opinion.
Hey, apparently he's on his bucket list.
Don't condescend. Boot this man. No!
That was terrible. Oh, we are shuddering. We have to recover from that.
I think I'm getting hits from Facebook from that one right now. Let me see
Facebook's blowing up on us.
Holy shit, yeah.
Alright, kids. Shall we do a little countdown action? Countdown. If you don't know, we take the internet lists, all the countdowns, the best of this, the 8, 9, the what, 12s. You should get them from cracked.com. Thank you, cracked.com.
I've enjoyed crack.com.
Crack.com. We could ever either do 8 awesome cases of internet vigilantism or 7 most what the fuck post fame celebrity careers.
What was it?
Again,
sorry, I'm slow.
8 most awesome cases of internet vigilantism. Oh, 5 horrific serial killers who are free right now.
Yeah, let's do that one.
That at least gives knowledge to people.
Yeah. Warning. There's
Marky Mark.
Look at this little guy's a picture. He looks like fucking Marky Mark.
He's like, yo, I was in a rap band once with my older brother.
Number 5, most dangerous serial killer who's free right now. Nikolai DZHUMAGALIEV. So, say that, motherfucker.
So he's Russian.
So he's from Kazakhstan.
Yeah, he's Russian.
That's where Borat said
Russian
he was from.
People have pulled.
This guy is as close to the real-life Hannibal Lecter as you can get. The main difference is that this guy has metal teeth. No, really. Operating in 1980 in the former Soviet Union, Nikolai, because to keep reproducing his last name, I cannot say it. Nikolai is one of the most prolific serial killer cannibals the country has ever seen. Affectionately called Metal Fang for this, his set of white metal teeth, which he had replaced, his own choppers. He had his teeth replaced with metal white teeth.
Metal
on purpose.
Teeth.
Yeah. White metal teeth.
Metal
so
thing.
Like what?
I guess it's better.
No,
than wood.
Just like painted white teeth were made out of metal.
That's not right.
He is said to have killed and eaten somewhere between 50 and 100 women, and even served a few portions of two unknown victims. Just like served up. Would you like some bacon?
You know why? Because he's trying to get that metal taste.
That's not gonna help. You ever taste your own blood? That's pretty metallic tasting.
Yeah.
Why? Oh. Why is he out after being sentenced to a mental institution in Uzbekistan and escaping once? The government decided that less than 10 years of rehabilitation was enough for the serial killer. He just slammed the fuck out. This is Russia. Huh. Russia said, "Oh, fuck it, that's your fault."
Maybe he'll go out and just have a strict diet of bed and milk.
They could also put him in a magnet field.
A magnet field? He's sucking dirt for the rest of his life. Where is he now? Very little is known about Nikolai's whereabouts, though he is said to be living with his relatives in Eastern Europe. However, being a free man and all, he can travel anywhere he pleases. Perhaps a place where almost no one has heard of him, like, you know, America.
I'm kind of scared now, you know.
Nikolai has always been described as a very charming and well-spoken man, and one not bad to look at to boot.
Well, we're not from Canada, and I'm gonna keep vodka in the fridge.
Yeah, yeah. It's not one of us.
The good-looking part gives it away. Just kidding.
Fuck you, lady. Number four, Carla Homolka. Carla Homolka.
Homolka.
Homoerotica.
Let's say you're a woman, and let's say that prior to your wedding, your husband-to-be expressed his one wish. He wants to rape your sister.
What?
Oh. If your immediate reaction is to help him, then you're probably Carla Homolka. Holy fuck.
If the fucking last name fits, wear it, I guess. I don't know.
Before we get hit, baby, I just want to make your sister.
Okay. I'll hold her ankles.
I'll hold her ankles.
Sissy poo.
Come on, daughter dear. I'm playing mommy. You're a bit of a bad girl.
When the sister died during the course of their adventure unspeakable horror.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I'm going to hell.
Carla panicked. Okay, when the sister died during the rapes, Carla panicked, called the police, and gave herself up. Oh, no, wait. She and her husband actually decided to do it again to another chick. The barn screaming in the back. What the fuck? Oh my god! And another. Thus, we wound up with a terrified. Okay, here we go. And another. Thus, we wound up with the terrifying husband and wife serial killer team of Carla Homolka and Paul Bernardo, whose rampage only ended when Carla was charged with 2 counts of manslaughter in 1993. She's then held a going away party before going off to jail.
Okay, I want to put something out there. Yeah. Let's see if we can pull up any vocals of her, if that's possible, talking and see how crazy she sounds. Like,
what do you think she's gonna be like?
No, I kind of think she's gonna be like, what's his name? the dude with the swastika for it.
Charlie Manson?
Yeah. I think she probably talked like him because girls that are fucking crazy like that, they have that weird tone on how they talk and like how they try to talk to people.
Dude, I guarantee she's little, yellow, and square and goes.
All right, look. Okay, I got to bet on somewhat intellectual, crazy like that, and then you're going.
Little yellow and square.
Okay.
Actually, there is no audio on YouTube.
Not of her.
Why might you meet her anyway? As bad as Carla was, apparently her husband was worse. Despite a mountain of conflicting statements from Carla and Paul, she managed to get a plea bargain in exchange for rolling over on her man. She served 12 years in prison and was released in 2005.
Everybody watch out for the girl that's and named she, like that.
She's not that horrible looking either.
No, she's kind of scary. Watch out for the teddy bears.
Yeah, she's holding the teddy bear in this picture. In 2007, Homolka decided that the only place for her and her one-year-old son to live a normal life was in the Antilles. So now she could be anywhere in Cuba, Jamaica, Haiti, or the Dominican Republic, or Puerto Rico. You might think that Latin America is not the perfect place for a skinny Canadian blonde to hide, but we don't know how to finish that sentence.
So, what are you in for?
Rape.
And I'm going to do it the whole time I'm here, too.
See, her husband was a sicko, and he asked her, and she was a sicko, too.
Was it like a Stockholm syndrome?
No. There's Marky Mark number three. Juha Valjakiela. God, these
French?
Fucking names.
Sounds French.
Juha.
That does not sound French.
Valjakiela.
It's like Jaha. Jaha.
Jaha. All right.
Valjakiela.
He's from Sweden. On July 3rd, 1988, a then 22-year-old Juha stole a bike. He was spotted and chased by the owners of the bike, Sten Nielsen and his 15-year-old son, Fredrik. The chase ended at a nearby cemetery where, cornered and facing a bike theft charge, Juha used the Grand Theft Auto method of avoiding misdemeanors. He shot the father and son to death.
What?
Suddenly realizing he had just made a situation quite a bit worse, he thought one way to redeem himself would be by killing Sten's wife, too. Let's go to find his wife and kill him, too. Wow. He was arrested a week later. But why might you meet him anyway? After an evaluation labeled him a psychopath, money was spent, Finland. Juha escaped from prison four times, most recently in 2006. The legal system over there decided that was a pretty good indication that he was both reformed and cured of his psychopathy. And after serving 19 years of his life sentence in Finnish courts, they simply paroled him.
I mean, why the fuck would he, though?
What is up with these European countries just like, oh, you escaped too much. Just back it.
That's what they do.
I mean, why wouldn't you just let him go, though? All he did was steal back and slaughter a family.
Okay.
Oh, man. Just kill
Number
him.
Two, Brian Spelter. Brian Spelter lived in Ferguson, Missouri.
He was, who gives a fuck? And he thought he was a Satanist, and now he's dead.
And he likes to pick fights on Facebook.
Great story.
Yeah. After being released.
But he had some good prank calls.
After being released.
Who are we talking about?
I don't know.
I said we should run that number by again.
314-292-9159?
Yeah, 242-4995.
It's better than our old phone number. 724-444-7444.
Let's do it slowly.
3, 2, 1. Stop saying random numbers.
It's 3, 4, 2, 9, 2.
Yeah, okay, you're done now.
Keep doing it.
Say right,
9, 1, 5, 9. Let's relax.
Okay, on with number three, Juha. After being released, Juha did what any man in his position would do after spending almost 20 years in jail for brutal murder. He stole a car, drove recklessly through the streets, and in a surprisingly specific type of crime, drove an unlicensed taxi.
That's kind of cool. That's seriously, what actually made fucking that GTA video game.
He found his taxi and stole it. The little stunt cost him a trip back to the slammer, but if you were just starting to feel safer about your planned vacation to Scandinavia, then we have some bad news for you. Juha is being released once again February 2nd.
Sweet.
He might be free right now. You never even know. And given his apparent passion for automobiles, unlicensed taxis in particular, God only knows when the next cab you take will be driven by him.
I'll tell you what, if he's in the cab and I'm gonna be like, okay, dude, let's just fucking floor it. Let's go. Woo!
He'd be like,
you're gonna get in trouble for it.
He'd be like,
I'll put my seatbelt on.
Lay in front of the car first. I'll floor it then.
Wait. I just crashed right into a wall really fast.
Number two, Pedro Lopez from Colombia. Pedro. I can say Pedro Lopez. That's easy. Not Johan.
I think we need to learn
Swedish.
Actual words before we go on. We're all gonna get shot later. I'm gonna mispronounce all of their names.
You guys can't talk right.
it's gonna be like a Pulp Fiction movie where it's like all of them show up at the front door. Look, dude, you fucked up my name on fucking internet. All right,
you fucked my name up on internet. 60 old people heard my name go fucked up. All right, Pedro Lopez. Here's everything you need to know about the South American serial killer. Pedro Lopez. When he confessed his crimes to police, they refused to believe him. They listened to him tell the story, glanced at each other, and said, "Oh, bullshit, get out of here." Then, a flash flood uncovered a grave containing Lopez's victims, a mass grave. Lopez had killed over 300 girls in Peru, Colombia, and Ecuador. Authorities put him in prison in Ecuador, and then explored ways to attach the entire prison to a rocket and fire it into the sun. It turns out Ecuador has no death penalty, so Pedro, who has served the maximum sentence of 20 years, was secretly released in Colombia in 1999. So he served about 3 weeks for each person he killed. That seems fair.
Oh, wow.
Where is he now? Two possibilities. He can be in Ecuador, the place where he killed the most victims and an average of 3 per week. In his own words,
I like the girls in Ecuador. Who wants to become a superhero? I like the girls in Ecuador. They are more gentle and trusting, more innocent.
Somebody's at the door.
Who?
I don't know. Somebody's
who's at the door? Somebody.
Sanchez, Ecuador.
It's Lopez Perez.
It's a fucking surprise visit.
Oh, shit.
Who is it? Oh, it's only Cook. It's only Chef Boyardee. We're just finishing up the countdown there, Missy. But seeing as he is pursued by Interpol over a recent 2002 murder, there is one more possibility. A country where Latino immigrants have been making their way for years. A place where such a man can basically disappear among his own people and find employment. We're not going to come out and say that Pedro Lopez is hiding in America or that he could be doing work around your neighborhood at this very moment, but he totally might be.
That's kind of crazy, man, for real. He's out right now. A guy that had a massive...
300 bodies.
Oh, wow.
Oh, this one is great.
Look, I never thought I would say this on this show, but man, Lord, if you were there, help me. And if he is around, also help me. Let me take him down.
You're not
fuck
a little...
that.
Barnum, you're not a little girl. That's what he likes killing.
No,
at least
cool.
I don't think you are.
I have a sister.
Well...
I would kill.
Unless she walked around in
kill and slay
tails and Hello Kitty t-shirts, I don't think she'd go after either.
I'll call up Stu and we'll find out how many hooks you can put in the face and see how long you can swing.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And we won't
number 11
Tyler
on the list.
And all
in Brett Barnum.
Number 11. We've added 2 to this list.
He's the guy that you thought was a good friend, but really you just wanted to put fucking hooks in your face.
Hit you with a baseball bat and give you a bunch of morphine and see how long you can last. But you don't have no fingers.
And the number one most horrific serial killer that's out and among us right now, Asil Sagawa. Asil Sagawa.
What the hell are we listening to?
That's Opeth, folks.
There we go. From Japan.
It's why? Cool. I heard him say motherfuckers.
Motherfuckers.
Okay. Yeah. Motherfuckers.
Why you don't want to meet him? Aisel Sagawa was a student of avant-garde literature at the Sorbonne Academy in Paris in the early 1980s. In 1981, he invited a Dutch student, René Hartervelt. He invited her to his apartment for a little private poetry reading. If you catch our drift. And by that we mean he shot her in the head and ate her body.
Sweet.
What?
After the coach declared him insane, no surprise, as the actual details of what happened are far more gruesome than we would like to repeat, he was placed in a French asylum.
Sounds like a Cannibal Corpse song.
Okay, so I want to ask you a question. Why are there cops following him around with tasers so when he gets out of line, he just pop with a catapult?
It's Europe. After the... Okay, however, Segawa's wealthy father arranged for him to be transferred into a Japanese institution, which, due to some paperwork trouble and a lack of cooperation between Japan and France, Segawa left only after 15 months. With a few pieces of the lady still in his teeth, he became a free man. So where is he now? Living in some isolated mansion deep in the woods, which he leaves at various nights to feast on the local women? Not exactly. Segawa is living a perfectly open and public life in jolly old Tokyo, enjoying the status of a celebrity. He's often a guest speaker at various public events and talk shows, openly talking in graphic detail about his experience with eating a human.
What?
On Tokyo TV. Surprisingly, he said it tastes like tuna.
At least he's in a country where it's overcrowded.
Tuna.
Get rid of him.
Tuna. People taste like tuna.
You look like tuna. I put the broccoli with you. Oh. A special sauce.
So, Melissa, next time you cook a person, just keep that in mind.
We cook tastes you like up. Tuna. We know you use MSG.
that's so stereotypical. It's not even funny. He also starred in movies, written two books, one basically a step-by-step reenactment of the 1981 dinner, and even inspired the Rolling Stones song, Too Much Blood. Sorry, man, it's fucking time.
Wow.
He now gives TV interviews, casually mentioning how he'd like to eat another girl someday. Is there anybody
just not if you can.
Did it now go poopy? Is there anyone? Oh, it's been real, folks. It's been real. But we're going to be wrapping this show up right about now. We're going to end our show with another heavy super group. Them Crooked Vultures? I believe we can play them Crooked Vultures. Them Crooked Vultures featuring Jimmy Page and... who's the guy from
it's
the guy from Queens of the Stone Age, Josh Holmes or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's other people in there too that are fucking badass. Everybody in the band's fucking sick.
It's right.
All the bands that play tonight,
they're all sick.
They're just badass.
Folks, tune in next week. Remember, this is also a podcast and you can subscribe on iTunes to this.
Is it
believe
free?
It or not, for free.
For free.
For free.
Everything for free is cool.
Everybody likes free.
I like free.
Follow us on Twitter. Get all of our updates. Subscribe on iTunes. Rate, comment. Make us some money.
Hey, you know what? If you can find some hot chick that knows how to do all that shit.
We have. Oh, of course, the phone call just died the second I looked at it.
Well, we have a caller in?
We may have a caller.
We have a caller.
Let me call this caller back.
Oh, shit, they're like that. Aries.
Hello, caller.
Hold on, caller. Caller, before we leave. Caller?
Dog, you smell like poop.
Caller.
St. Louis County
Police
Department.
Hello?
St. Louis County Police Department, can I help you?
No, I'm sorry.
Sorry, wrong number. If that's real or that's fake, I don't want to know. Oh, God.
Dude, that was totally fake because I just set it all up on you guys.
You fucking asshole.
You fucking fuck you guy, you. You bastard guy. I was like, sorry, wrong number. You sons of bitches. From one crooked vulture to another, this is. This is.
Oh my god, you're an asshole.
Dude. This is. Oh god. This is.
I think I just heard some balls drop in the room.
Hey. Oh, Jesus. This is them crooked vultures with new fangs. Hey, Cherokee. We'll be back next week with episode 91 right here, 10 a.m. Eastern, comedypipe.com. Bye, Nuggle.
Peace out, bitches.